Six teachers at Highland Junior High School will now have to find a new job. Ogden School District spokesman Zach Williams says the school isn't keeping pace with the progress other schools are making, adding the district is in the process of implementing a new school improvement program.
So there is a renewed focus on increasing the standard of instruction at that school. And it's very unfortunate because it is a disruption to the lives of these new probationary teachers that they aren't asked back next year.
Every spring, many new teachers in Utah won't have their contracts renewed because they're in a sort of three-year trial period, what's referred to in the state as provisional status. During this period, school districts are not required to tell teachers why they've been let go, but they typically say non-renewals are related to performance issues, or some teachers just aren't the right fit. Matt Ogle is director of Ogden Uniserv, a chapter of the Utah Education Association. He says some of these teachers had performance issues and others did not. Regardless, he says teachers deserve to know why they've lost their job.
I think it would be beneficial to teachers because teachers are lifelong learners. And if they have some area that they need to work on, I think it's good practice to give them that information so they can improve on their skill.
Ogden District spokesman Zach Williams says all six teachers will be replaced. He adds the decision is not budget related. Whitney Evans, KUER News.